Hello, my name is Rebecca Olson, and today I will be interviewing Tiffany Asher about her work and her health. Tiffany, can you tell us about your health condition and what are your everyday symptoms?
Well, my cystic fibrosis, everyday symptoms are coughing, body aches, wheezing, you know, the fun stuff.
Growing up, did your condition affect your everyday life at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to have sleepovers with friends, go out and do stuff. I wasn't allowed to actually, like, go out in the snow. If it was 50 degrees or lower, I wasn't allowed to be outside. And if it was literally 90 degrees or higher, I wasn't allowed outside either.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it affects the lungs.
Right.
So
could you play sports or anything?
I was in cheerleading and volleyball, but very limited because the lungs, I always got put in the hospital. I was in the hospital 3-4 times a year for weeks on end. I would miss a lot of holidays.
Yeah.
Like Christmas, I'd be in the hospital from about, let's say, December 21st to after New Year's.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's sad. As an adult, do you feel as if cystic fibrosis holds you back at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. With CF, since there is it's a terminal illness and having a life expectancy, I mean, I don't really see the future, which is sad.
Right.
But I don't, because, I mean, it's a terminal illness. I feel like, you know, some days I feel like, what's the point of putting my foot forward and, you know, furthering my education? But other days I'm like, you know what? I need to do this so I can show my kids, like, you know,
right,
you can do it.
Right. Do the doctors, like, have a guess on your life expectancy, or does
40.
It change? 40?
40.
Dang. And how old are you?
26.
Oof. Could you please tell us about what you do for work and what kind of facility employs you?
I am a CNA, and I work at a long-term care facility for elders.
Okay. How often do you work?
I'm full-time, so about 40 hours a week, you know, more than that if I get mandated.
And why do you sometimes get mandated?
Not enough workers.
Is it, like, because they're not scheduled, or is it because of the virus?
Not scheduled, and a lot of people just kind of, you know, because of the virus, they just don't want to be in that, you know, don't want to work there.
Yeah, yeah. What happens if an employee starts showing symptoms of COVID-19?
Well, there have been, actually. So, I mean, we've been getting tested twice a week, Monday and Fridays, every week since it started. And they are literally taken off the schedule, and we have to make up there, obviously. So we get mandated, but if they start showing symptoms, they're out of the building for, you know, 14 days until another test comes back negative.
Okay. Why did you choose to work on a COVID floor?
Truthfully, because not a lot of people wanted to do it because they didn't want to risk it. And I mean, why not? I see what's happening, help them. I mean, it's not their fault they got COVID.
Yeah.
So.
What's the best part of working on a COVID floor?
Seeing them recover, getting better, really. You know,
yeah.
Seeing them from, like, day one to, like, the end of it and everything. And, you know, just because, like, on our COVID floor, only one CNA can work on it. So when that one CNA works there, you're pretty much being the life of them because they're stuck in their room. They can't do anything.
Right. You're the only person they see.
Yeah.
Besides the nurse.
Yep.
Okay. What do you think the worst part is? The best part.
The best.
The best part is.
The best part? Just being able to spend one-on-one time with them. Really, and hearing, like, actually having conversations with them. And you get to know people a lot better.
Yeah.
When you're one-on-one with them instead of, you know, dealing with the big group. So
how would you say the residents feel when they know that they have COVID-19? Like, do they seem scared or?
Some of them seem scared. A lot of them seem depressed because they're stuck in a room, don't get to talk to people. I mean, a lot of them, their families don't even call them or anything because, you know, everything's in quarantine. You're not allowed to really touch anything, do anything.
Yeah, so they're just depressed, stuck, and lonely.
Watch TV, I mean.
That's so sad.
It is, yeah. It really is.
Okay. How worried are you about your own health?
Truthfully, I mean, with it in the beginning, I was super scared about it, like seeing everything that was going on. But now, since we know kind of more about it, it doesn't really worry me. Because, like, I know how to, you know, take precautions of it.
Right.
PPE, really. The mask, the goggles, you know, the gowns, the gloves. Yeah.
Do you wear all of that? The gowns, the gloves,
oh, yeah.
Masks?
24/7 when I'm working on the COVID floor.
Okay. Wow.
And then when we leave the COVID floor, we have to switch them out. Like, we have to put everything in, you know, biohazard mm-hmm. and get brand new stuff. So. Oh. Yeah.
How long do you think it takes for you to, like, get everything on?
About 10 minutes.
Is it, like, right off the elevator?
They have a certain floor, so it's on... You get off the elevator, there's the unit... The other unit I work on, and then the COVID floor that I work on. So, it's kind of... It's, like, right down the hall.
Okay.
So, kind of separated from the other unit, so they don't combine.
Okay.
It's all bagged up, though, too. Like, they have the, like... quarantine bags hanging from the walls and stuff, and you have to go through like a little like area, and then the door opens, and then there's a COVID unit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are your doctors concerned at all about your health and where you're working?
Yes, very much so. They will call me at least once to twice a week asking if I have symptoms, if I have this, if, you know, how I feel. Are you, like, are you okay? Just checking up on me, making sure, like, hey, if you feel anything, you need to call us right away.
Right.
Yeah.
So what would they rather you be doing?
Truthfully, they think people with CF should probably be, like, you know, stay at home, mom, or work from home and stuff like that, because we're safer in our own environment than going out and, you know, working with people who have COVID.
Right.
Because, like, even when it started, like, they would call us, me and my other friend who has CF, they would call us and be like, hey, you need to order, you know, your groceries from Walmart and have it delivered to your house. Don't mm-hmm. go out in public.
Right.
So.
So they would just rather you stay at home all the time.
Oh, yeah. But, like, our excuses were, well, we always wear masks before this, so, you know, it's not a big deal to us.
Right.
But it is to them.
Right. And a lot of people can't just, I mean, I'm sure you're not the only person with CF that has a job.
Oh, like, no.
They just expect you guys to... stop working and just stay home.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people see if I actually get disability because
oh, okay.
of, you know, all the body pains and stuff. We can't really move much because mm-hmm. our lungs decrease so fast of
right.
oxygen. So they're like, well, you should just work from home or they get disability. And it's like, well, I don't have those options.
Right.
So.
Have you ever considered getting on disability?
I was on it, but with the situation of growing up with my mother, mm-hmm. they took it away because my mom abused it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Could you describe your personal life for us?
Well, I'm a mother of two.
Okay.
And with my CF, it's kind of hard because, like, there's days I need to do my treatments, but my son needs my attention more than, you know, doing my treatments, and it's hard to do them while my son's throwing a fit or my daughter's right. upset or trying to do my daughter's schoolwork. So it's hard to deal with it. And then, like, it kind of gets in the way of me and my husband because, like, he gets upset that I don't do my treatments when I'm trying to take care of the kids.
Right.
And stuff, so it just...
What is a treatment like?
It's a vest machine that goes on and shakes me and shakes the mucus out of my lungs with a nebulizer of 3 antibiotics going in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it helps you feel better?
It more just clears my lungs out
okay.
so I don't get lung infections.
Okay, so they're pretty important.
You oh, yeah. yeah.
Okay.
It's very hard, though, with kids. Like, a lot of people with CF, they can't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I got lucky, and I had 2 and everything. But, yeah, it's hard. A lot
yeah.
of people don't understand that, like, with CF, too, because they can't have kids. They're like, oh, no, you can just do it. Just, you know, set the kid down. No, that's not how it works.
yeah. do you have family in the area?
I do. I have my dad and stepmom, and I have my mom and my brothers and sister and stuff.
Are you close with them?
Not really. I've always been the black sheep of the family.
Okay. Has working on the COVID floor affected your home life at all?
No, not really.
No?
No. I mean, I know COVID's real and everything, but Steve, my husband's like... You know, I don't know. I haven't met anybody with COVID yet. I'm just like, I work with them every day.
Yeah. So you guys don't really, you're not scared.
We don't discuss it really about the COVID because like politics and COVID and stuff, we just kind of, you know, I've learned it rips your family apart because it did rip my family apart, politics and like everything like that. So we just don't talk about stuff like that. We talk about, like, actually daily stuff, like, hey, like, this is what I did today, that's what he did today, our kid situation, stuff like that.
Okay. Do you take any special precautions to ensure that you don't bring the virus home to your family?
Yes. Right when I get home, my son's at daycare, my daughter's at daycare, Steve's at work, I'll come home and I'll literally throw my uniform, my scrubs, into the washing machine right away. Didn't wash it.
Yes.
So...
Okay. And does your family support your decision to work on a COVID floor?
I mean, my husband hasn't said anything about it, so I mean, I guess. He's like, you're bringing money in, so hey.
What about, like, your extended family or your husband's family?
They don't really say anything. They just kind of like, hey, you need to do this. You gotta do what you gotta do. So, I mean, it's money and it is what it is, so...
Yeah.
I mean, like, COVID's everywhere now. You can't really stop it. So
right. Not just at a long-term care facility.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's at Walmart. It's at home. Like, it's at people's other houses. Somebody brings it in, you know? So.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for your time.